Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Let's face it, we all get stuck talking to prospects who we know are a bad fit for our business. And some of us do a great job of getting them off the phone and stopping the interaction, while others, and let's face it, most of you listening to this podcast, hang on to those thinking, well, maybe I can change their requirements, or maybe I can convince them, or maybe I can. And at the back of your mind, you're thinking, I better make this change because I need the money. And you know what? I would guess, because it's happened to me in all of those cases, you live to regret bringing that prospect on as a client. One thing we have to remember as salespeople is trust your gut feel. You've all been selling long enough to know when a prospect is a bad prospect. There is that feeling in your stomach, or even your brain is saying to you, huh, I don't think this one is the right one for me, but we pursued anyways. And you're probably laughing right now and shaking your head because you're thinking, yeah, I got one of those right now. So let's talk about prospecting business out of your pipeline. First of all, remember this, it is a free country. And you can sell to whoever you want. You can say no to a prospect. It's okay to move them out of your pipeline. In fact, I would argue that it's better for you to say no to the prospect than wait for the prospect to say no to you. Wouldn't you rather be in control of who buys from you and who doesn't buy from you? You do this through the qualification process. Asking questions. Around price point early on in the sales cycle to see if the prospect is the right fit. It's okay to offer the prospect an option of doing business with you differently or not doing business with you at all, or providing a referral if the prospect is focused only on a price point that you're not willing to meet. The other day, I was riding along with some sellers and I was watching a live demo between demonstration of software between my client and one of their prospective clients. And our client sells a software that costs $2,500 a month. It can be as low as $1,500 a month, which was what this prospect was being offered. But the prospect only wanted to pay $700 a month. Now, there is no way that they're going to discount their price by half. Had our seller known that before they went into the meeting, they probably could have prospected this prospect out of the pipeline and saved the time, energy, and money that it cost them to fly all the way to meet this prospect who was a bad fit for their business. So always ask or get some indication early on in the pipeline before you put a proposal together and a demo together. Number two, find out about the competition. Is the prospect looking to you just to come up with a features and benefits and price proposal so they can compare it with the incumbent who they already do business with? Is there really a chance that you can do business with this prospect, or are they just using you as leverage to get a better price or a better solution from someone that they're more comfortable buying with? Is the prospect being reasonable in their requirements? If the prospect has requirements that cannot be met, that you know your firm is unwilling to meet, ask right up front, are these showstoppers for you? If they are, and there's no way around them, and the prospect is unwilling to consider any alternatives, then maybe this is a time to shake hands, part friends, and move on. Don't try to put a round peg in a square hole. There are lots of other prospects to sell to. Time is your most valuable commodity in sales. You only have so many hours in the day in which to reach buyers. Why waste it with people who are never going to buy? Every minute that you spend with someone who is a difficult prospect or an impossible prospect, or with someone who's never going to become a customer, is a minute that you're neglecting your best prospects and your best customers. And when you neglect your best prospects and your best customers, they will soon leave you for someone else. Let me give you some of my favorite questions to help you pre-qualify or qualify out your prospects. Number one, on the pricing issue, ask a question such as, how much were you expecting to invest in a solution like this? Or how much did you pay previously for a solution like this? That will help you get at a range for whether the prospect is being reasonable about their pricing expectations. On the features and functions that may or may not be in alignment with what your product can do, ask questions like this. When the client gives you the list of requirements, if there's some that don't line up with you, ask, why are those important to you? And then ask, we do things slightly differently at our firm. Are those things showstoppers for you? Or if I can show you a different way to reach your result, would that be okay with you? Those questions will really help you solidify whether the prospect is serious and a good fit for your organization.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.